When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come, lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by hand and said to her, "Talita cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we continue this Mass, I'll ask that we pray for one of us who has not felt well and she was to be taken out for some medical services. And the gospel precisely was speaking about the same thing. That Jesus who healed this woman, but whom we heard in the gospel, may touch her and she may be well soon. The liturgy of the word of this Sunday, the 13th Sunday in ordinary time, speaks to us about life. The first reading tells us that God is always on the side of life. He wants us to live. All that diminishes or ruins our life does not come from God, but from our sins and from the evil one. In the gospel, we encounter Jesus who works for life, first by healing the woman, and secondly, by giving life back to the daughter of Jairus. Let us begin with the woman. In contrast to Jairus, the esteemed synagogue official, the woman remains the nameless member of the crowd. The length of her affliction and the fact that she had been impoverished by spending all her resources on doctors who had only made her condition worse underline the crisis of her situation. Her flow of blood made her a subject of social isolation, since anyone with such diseases at that time was not allowed to mingle with the crowd. Anyone who touched a person with similar diseases was supposed to undergo a complicated process of ritual purification. So the condition of this woman was terrible. Nevertheless, the woman was courageous enough to overcome social and ritual boundaries and approached and touched Jesus. Struggling through the crowd demonstrates her ability to overcome obstacles that would separate her from Jesus. So you may ask yourself, how do you struggle to overcome obstacles that would separate you from Jesus, that would hinder you from encountering Jesus? This woman reminds us that we should make every effort to overcome anything that might prevent us to say our daily prayers, that would prevent us to come to Mass, that would prevent us to receive sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist, or anything that would come between us and God. We need to take courage and make every effort to overcome these obstacles. Another important observation from today's gospel is that too many people witnessed the miracle and in fact were close to Jesus and touched him, as we heard one of his disciples remark. You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, who touched me? So there are so many people touching Jesus.